بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are discussing the sublime conduct and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for a person to develop and nurture within himself those attributes, those characteristics that are part of akhlaq-e hamida, what we term praiseworthy akhlaq, praiseworthy conduct, and to rid oneself of akhlaq-e radhila, lowly, base characteristics, base qualities, which is a very important, essential branch of deen, and great emphasis we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to developing one's character, one's akhlaq. So much so that we find that the weightiest thing on the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, more than ibadat also, more than salah, more than tilawat of Quran Sharif, will be a person's akhlaq, a person's character, a person's conduct, will be the weightiest, the most beneficial thing to a person on the day of Qiyamah after one's iman. And a person can attain a very high rank, very high level, purely based on his akhlaq. And now in the month of Ramadan especially, we can understand, in the month of Ramadan, generally, the two a'mal of the month of Ramadan, Siyam and Qiyam. During the day, a person keeps a roza, he fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during the night, the amal is to stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taraweeh, salah. Then we have Qiyam ul-layl, tahajjud. A person exerts himself. And especially we find in those countries where the climate is hot, summer months, and the daylight hours are long, sehri is very early, a person has to wake up. He partakes of sehri, and then the entire day he passes by. Sometimes he's working some manual labor. He becomes hungry, he becomes thirsty. And the entire day passes. Then comes iftari time, and then taraweeh salah, 20 rakats behind the imam. Sometimes the recitation is slow. The feet are paining, the body is tired, the back is paining. After taraweeh salah, then there's qiyam ul-layl. He's standing up tahajjud salah. And exerting himself, the entire day is exertion, night is exertion. But he anticipates great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That a person will attain through his good akhlaq, through his good conduct and character, the rank and the level of a person who fasted during the day and stood up for salah during the night. All the exertion of fasting, all the difficulty, the hunger, the thirst, the exertion of salah at night, qiyam ul-layl, tahajjud, just on the back of good akhlaq, a person can reach this rank and this level. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and give us that realization that this is a branch of deen that great emphasis has been placed on. And as we mentioned in the beginning, for myself to introspect that these attributes, these characteristics that we are discussing is not just for the sake of reading through it, understanding what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had, but for a person to introspect and reflect, do I have this within me or not? And how much of an effort can I make to develop and nurture these attributes within myself? Yesterday we discussed the attribute of sidq, of truthfulness, of honesty. Now the author rahimahullah mentions another very important attribute, which he says is not just praiseworthy, but something which is absolutely essential, absolutely necessary for there to be harmony, for there to be unity, togetherness, peace within the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person develops within himself an attitude of forgiveness, of overlooking, of tolerating the mistakes of others. And great rewards have been mentioned for forgiving others, to overlook, to tolerate, not to hold grudges against people. The famous hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu was seated with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the masjid, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that soon a person from the people of Jannah will appear or will enter. So they waited, and then a man entered the masjid holding his shoes in his left hand, his beard dripping with the water of wudu. And he entered, he performed salah, he sat in the gathering, and then he left. The second day again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, a person from the people of Jannah will come. And the same person enters, performs his wudu, reads his salah, he leaves. Third day, the same thing. And look at the eagerness of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that we want to find out what makes him so special. How did he earn this guarantee from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu follows this person. And he goes to his home. When this person goes inside, he knocks on the door. And then he says to him that, I have just come from my own home and I had some argument with my father, and in that state of anger, I took an oath that I won't enter my home for 3 days. So please, if you can accommodate me, allow me to spend the night in your house, or at least for the next 3 days, allow me to sleep in your home. Person says, by all means. So he enters the home, he spends the day and night with him, but he doesn't see anything extraordinary. He does his normal ibadat, salah, Quran, tilawat. He can't really make out that what distinguishes this person. What exclusive ibadat is he doing? Second day passes, third day. Finally, he says to him that, I want to disclose to you, reveal to you the real reason that I came to your home. There was no argument with my father, but we were seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he mentioned this about you, that you are from the people of Jannah. So tell me, what is it that you are doing that has earned you this title? So the person says to him that, you have seen my ibadat, my a'mal, there's nothing special, and I'm doing the same thing that you are doing. So he presses him that there must be something, something special, something exclusive you're doing. Then the person says that, the only quality or attribute that I can think of is, apart from my basic a'mal, when I go to bed at night, I ensure that I do not harbor any enmity in my heart for anyone. If there's somebody who has wronged me, who has harmed me, and I may have the opportunity of taking revenge, of exacting retribution from that person, I forgive him completely. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, this is it. This is the characteristic. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has already given you guarantee that because of this, you are an advanced Jannati already. You got the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. So from this we can understand the great bounties and reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person on the back of forgiving others. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes it one step further, that to forgive, to tolerate, to overlook, when a person is upset, he's angry, and more than that, when he has the ability to take revenge. One is a person forgives or he overlooks simply because he cannot take revenge. Like Hazrat Amr Barakatuhu gives that example of the husband who is upset with his wife, and he ill-treats her, he mistreats her, he insults her, or perhaps he gets physical with her. Why? Because she's weaker than him, and there's nobody to take revenge on him. But come that day when the wife has angered him, and he is about to insult her, or about to beat her up, and then there's a knock on the door, and he opens the door and he sees that his brother-in-laws have come, both bodybuilders, very strong, physically strong. They've come to visit. Then how quickly a person's anger goes away. And he's prepared to overlook, as though his wife didn't do anything to him. So sometimes a person forgives, he overlooks, simply because he can't take revenge. He doesn't have the ability, the strength. But more than that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when a person has the ability, وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُنَفِّذَهُ. Person is upset, he's angry, and he has the ability to harm the next person, but he still forgives and tolerates. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, دَعَاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call this person in front of the entire creation on the day of Qiyamah. And what is the reward for him? Allah will then give him that, now you choose from the Huri'een whoever you want. You already paid the mahar in advance, you suppressed your anger. It's mentioned regarding Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah. One occasion, he had some guests that came over, and he instructed his slave girl that, prepare some tea and bring it for the guests. So she prepared the tea and she entered the room, and as she went to lay down the tray, she tripped and knocked over the entire tray of boiling hot tea. Not only did it mess and spill everywhere, but it burnt Maymun bin Mahran rahimahullah also. So he became angry, he became upset, and she could recognize, notice on his face that he may do something to her. So quickly she recited the ayat of Quran Sharif, which comes in Surah Ali Imran, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. Allah speaks about those who are successful, those who have iman. Allah says they suppress their anger. So she recited this portion, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. The moment she said this, immediately his anger cooled. He heard the ayat of Quran Sharif, immediately his anger cooled, his face changed. And look at the intelligence of the slave girl, she realized that this is my opportunity. So she continued the ayat, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. that not only do the people of Iman suppress their anger, but they pardon and they overlook, they forgive people. So she recited the second portion, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. So he says to her, I have forgiven you. And then she recites the third portion, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That Allah loves those who do good actions. When he hears this, he says, indeed, the good action I will do, I have set you free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So immediately he hears the ayat of Quran Sharif and he is prepared to overlook and to forgive her. So this attribute, my dear brothers, of forgiving, of not harboring enmity within our hearts, if somebody has harmed me, somebody has done something to me, it is very easy to say. But for us to introspect within my heart, I should not hold any grudges against anyone. The hadith of Muslim Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the doors of Jannah are open every Monday and Thursday. We hear in the month of Ramadan, the doors of Jannah are open. What a special time it is. That now it is easy for a person to gain entry into Jannah. But this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Tuftahu abwaabul Jannah, yawm al-ithnain wa yawm al-khamis. Monday and Thursday, the doors of Jannah are open. فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive every person who does not have shirk. Person has iman, true iman. Allah says he is forgiven. And then the exception comes. Except that person, between him and his brother, there is some grudge, some enmity. بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَا. He hasn't cleansed his heart. He hasn't forgiven. He hasn't pardoned his brother. There was some argument, some dispute. Sometimes it may be over inheritance, some business deal, or something that went wrong between the two of them, and he is still holding that grudge within his heart. So then the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that the announcement is called out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces. Now everybody else is being forgiven. But these two people, anziru hadain, that just hold on, delay their forgiveness, and delay their entry into Jannah, hatta yastaliha. As long as they do not pardon one another, and make amends, don't give them entry into Jannah. So a person should not be deprived of Jannah, of the bounties of Jannah, of the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I didn't forgive the next person. And one point for us to take note of, many a times this thought comes into a person's mind, Hazrat has mentioned this before also, that sometimes a person wants to forgive others. He wants to be soft, he wants to be gentle, but we have one fear, one worry, one concern, that if I forgive, person has wronged me, he has oppressed me, and I forgive him, I overlook him, then this should not be seen as a sign of weakness within me. Now he'll take advantage of me. And next time also, he won't do my work properly. Sometimes when it comes to our domestic workers, or our employees, or sometimes our spouses, our children, that if I show forgiveness, then they'll take it as a sign of weakness. So here, Qadi Iyaz rahimahullah has mentioned, from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, if a person fears that my work will not get done because of my gentleness, my softness, my forgiveness, then understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to fulfill the tasks of those people who are gentle and soft. And then he quotes the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالِ عَبْدٍ. Three things Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions. That a person who gives sadaqah never causes a decrease in wealth. Outwardly, a person had 100 rand, he gave 10 rand away, there's a decrease, there's a loss. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the net result is there's no decrease. The barakat Allah will put into it, and how Allah will protect the person from losing wealth elsewhere, he won't understand. Then the second thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. That Allah will not increase a person in anything based on his forgiveness, except in izzat and honor. He forgave, he overlooked, he pardoned. Allah will now increase his izzat. He thinks it's a sign of weakness, that somebody will see me to be weak, that I'm incapable of taking revenge, incapable of punishing. Allah will increase his izzat, increase his honor because he forgave. وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Nobody has tawadu, humility, humbles himself for the sake of Allah, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him and elevate him. So this is the attribute, the characteristic of forgiveness, especially now during these last 10 days, the odd nights, possible Laylatul Qadr, that we introspect. If there has been some dispute between myself and somebody else, somebody harmed me, oppressed me in any way, I find it within my heart to forgive him, and at the same time to try and secure my forgiveness. Person wants to know how much to forgive, we'll terminate on this point, They say, اغفروا يغفر الله لكم. If I want to know how much to forgive others, how much to overlook, how much to pardon, to the extent I want Allah to forgive me, that's how much I should forgive and overlook others. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.